Relatively short admin agenda. Okay, good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol, April 5th, 2016, at 11:15 a.m. for the admin portion of our regularly scheduled commission meeting. I call this to order. We have one item on the consent agenda. I move passage of that item.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. We don't have any discussion matters on the agenda, but just to bring up again the matter of the fines to complete that. And so if staff are listening, I'm comfortable with the guidelines that we have right now, but I do think we need to keep an eye on whether or not there continues to be a big trend of people just completely ignoring the use of the system. And I think the reason why I say that is it seems like there's been a little bit more discrepancy in a lot of the cases in the past where, okay, maybe they called, the ticket was expired, or there was, you know, they didn't use proper care and that sort of thing, but they are using the system and calling. And I think that we need to just keep an eye on that and not go too light on the fines if we get too many more examples of people just completely ignoring. And I do think we need to call the contractors and reach out to them and say, how can we help you get the word out? Digger dinners. Maybe we need to do some letters to all the registered contractors or something else to get the information out to these folks that this is a serious issue. We have fines. They will be fined. Use the system.
You know, you bring up an interesting point that I hadn't thought of doing before. But when you say reaching out to the contractors, I assume you're referring to, like, the AGC, correct?
Correct.
It would be interesting to go back through some of these and look at, say, the three that we did today and see how many of them are members of the organization. I sense there's a lot of small outfits that are part-time and probably aren't members, and so we can reach out to them, but we're maybe missing the target audience.
Yeah. The other option would be going through the Secretary of State's website and finding all the contractors and going direct to them with some sort of a mailing that way or email. I don't know if they have emails, but I do think we should make some effort to get some outreach, and we can get Stacy to help with that too, directly to these folks. It's a call before you dig month.
Well, what
add
you're bringing out there, I mean, this is stuff we've been pushing for the 6 years, and we just keep doing it. We've got the next week, the 12th and the 13th. They're doing their things up in Minot that I know you're going up to. I mean, we just keep doing all these things. So it's not like we haven't done them. We can always keep pushing it. But that was the whole focus of that work group. We had, about 50 people there, Vic, from all over the state. And and really the awareness is out there, but there's these bad actors that continue to don't do it. And then when they come in, I think the challenge is the level of fines we did today was not different than we've ever done before. It was different as suspending. So if you don't want us to suspend them, then Vic will take that off the table. But that's a tool that he's used. Yep. So we're giving, I think, our staff conflicted signals. That one is we tell them to move these cases. We can't have backlogs of 60 cases. Well, if we don't work out an agreement with the companies, then we're going to have a backlog of 60 cases. So we can't give them mixed signals.
Are the is the reduction of the fine in half, is that the moving point? Is that where they are coming on board?
It seems to help, yes, absolutely. And we're not just using it across the board. I mean, if someone were to normally receive a $10,000 penalty, I'm not going to say we should do five. Mm-hmm. We won't reduce it more than $1,000 and no more than half.
Nice and loud, Vic.
I'm just, especially the first time offenders.
Right. And that's the other kind of caveat. So we on a multiple violation or someone who's been before us before, I would never recommend a suspended penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So try to keep all those different things in mind.
Mm-hmm. You know. Well, I very much appreciate you thinking about this creatively and finding, you know, a variety of ways to bring people into compliance and get their cooperation. And so don't take my questions as being, you know, against that, because it isn't. But I do want to make sure we have a high enough fine that we're motivating people to use the system on the very first time, because obviously you never know if the first offense is going to be, there's going to be a fatality involved, and then it's too late.
Right.
But then the fines would be appropriate. If there was a fatality involved, the first fine wouldn't be $1,000.
Agreed, but somebody would be dead.
Sure.
So we're trying to prevent that from happening. Of course we're going to have high fines if there's a fatality. That's not the question here. The question is, how do you deter people from ignoring the law? And I think that, you know, that's what we need to get our arms around and also address the education piece more directly.
I'm with you. That's what we've been harping for a long time, and we've got all the Common Ground Alliance on board, North Dakota One Call is on board. There, these meetings have been really, really good, but if you're willing to kick it up and help out, I mean, that's what we need, because but there's also that fine line that there's due process. Just because somebody hits it, they are not guilty just because they hit a line. We cannot be so far out in front that automatically someone's guilty because they hit the line.
Yeah.
That's where it's a fine balance where
if they hit the line and didn't have one call ticket, I mean.
Well, but that's the point of the hearings that we would have to get to, that we can't just say that. We have to give them due process, and that's where it's frustrating. There's no question about it.
Okay. Well, I think we should look at the Secretary of State's angle, getting all the contractors list, because I don't think we've done that. And adding that to our repertoire and doing some sort of an outreach to that group, because they probably aren't part of the Common Ground Alliance, and they probably aren't part of the AGC. They're just the smaller mom-and-pop shops that maybe they aren't aware of what's required, and they may take notice of a mailing from us outlining the requirements and the fines involved in ignoring them. So that's something I think we can get Stacy's help with as well.
Stacy and I can look into what how big that list would be and what it would take.
Yeah.
I would assume it's in the thousands,
right.
Tens of thousands. So.
And how? Yeah, just the logistics of getting that done. Okay.
And
anything else for discussion?
Well, just that we should probably close the loop on that. Does Sarah have a chance yet to figure? They're doing it now. Okay, so we'll have to come back to that, I guess. We can come back to that after scheduling.
Okay, so we have one item and then another one that we need to add, and that's the deeming complete discussion that we didn't have the other day, and we need to reschedule that. So the work session on the NSP electric annual reports, when is that one?
Commissioner, I have three other things for scheduling as well that I'd like to add.
Okay.
I have a couple more, too.
All right. Well, let's... Daryl, do you want to list yours?
Yeah, the first one is, Legislative Council Fiscal Questionnaire, a work session on that Josh has asked for.
Okay.
And then a meeting with the Legislative Council to discuss that questionnaire. And again, we have some dates. That would be like the last week of April, or April 4th through the 13th. And then, Commissioner, we had talked about that railroad, the farm commodity, in that annual meeting, and to look at that and have some response on that as well.
Okay, railroad service meeting, annual meeting. All right, who else had one?
Commissioner.
Oh, Randy.
Well, why don't we just take this first one on the 12th? Commissioner Kalk had an engagement, but now is going to be on a mission on behalf of the commission. And as I recall, had one time wondered if one of us could cover that, and I said I would, Madam Chair, if you couldn't. Are you going to be doing that, whatever's in Minot, on the 12th, or am I?
The Pipeline Safety Conference?
It had to do with pipeline safety, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board for that.
Okay, so I can clear that date off of mine.
Yes, you can.
Okay. And then the other thing that I had to do with the Brady Wind hearing on May 23rd I wanted to discuss. So I don't know if you want to do that now or later.
So that's not a schedule?
It's on scheduling. I would like to add it to
scheduling.
Okay,
Brady Wind.
It's currently scheduled. I'd like to talk about it.
All right. And it's scheduled for the 12th of May, no?
23rd of May.
It's a hold, actually, Randy. That's something we should talk about because Sarah had some info on that that her and I talked about this morning, too.
All right. Okay, we'll add that one. All right, so the rescheduling of the NSB Electric annual reports. We had originally had that last week, I think. You're out the rest of this week, right, Brian?
Yeah, so. I would say this, though, Madam Chair, that I'm traveling a lot, but I'm available by phone about any time, so I would not waste time here. I can come in by calling by phone for these because there's no sense we spoil all these days just because I'm traveling. I can always step out for phone calls.
Okay. Let's see.
Too much stuff going on.
Okay, do you want to look at, like, are you leaving today?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Okay, so, Randy, do you have any thoughts on, looks to me like we've got a couple, I've got a pretty day, busy day on Thursday. Tomorrow you're traveling most of the day, right?
Yes, but I can still, I mean, I'm driving via car, so I can always pull over for a phone call.
I'm traveling, too, but I will tell you, and then, as you said, we have quite a bit of stuff on the 7th, but after that, I have a lot of flexibility.
Okay, the 8th.
I'm good any time in the morning I can call.
Can we say 9 o'clock on the 8th?
And this is for the NSP annual report, right?
Right.
Works for me.
Okay. Mike, does that work for you? That's Friday the 8th. Okay. So we'll do that. The discussion about, I would rather not do the discussion about deeming things complete with somebody on the phone. I think that's more, a little more complicated maybe.
That's fine.
So let's wait till you're back. In the fiscal questionnaire, Josh, what are you thinking this week for that? Should we do that right after that NSP annual report? At 10?
Well, I'm looking for just a work session. We need to finalize all of the responses and then just work with the commissioners on that before we turn that in. We could do that next week as well.
Okay.
That'll give us...
Would you be ready by Friday if we were to add it to Friday?
The 15th?
8th. Or would you rather not?
Oh, no, that's this week. That's not next week.
Right.
I would prefer to do it next week just in case, because I know we still have a few answers we need to work through.
Fair enough. Okay, what about, let's see here.
You know, I just, Randy, this is might be your thought, but I mean, I don't have a problem with the chair kind of working with Josh and some of that stuff and getting it hammered out, because really, yeah, I think that that's
that, but we'll probably have to get your guys' sign off.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I think
we'll have it hammered out, but we'll need to. This is a time to make sure you guys are on board with what we've hammered out.
I understand.
So preferably, I would love to probably have a commission work session the week, sometime the week of the 11th, and maybe later in that week.
Okay.
And then maybe like you, Daryl, and I, Commissioner.
We can set that time.
We could do that Friday if we need to just talk through the rest
of
those.
Just.
Yeah, I'd like if I'm talking to you, Josh, I'd like if you and Julie would come up with a proposal.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get a draft that can be presented at a work session, or at least beforehand, and then talk through it.
So this is scheduling the work session to talk through it.
Yes.
How about the 14th at 1? Or at... something
that works for me.
Okay. 1 or 1:30? Does that work?
1:30 maybe.
Okay.
I plan on taking my wife out for her birthday on that day.
Okay, that's fine. 1:30.
For lunch, so give us a little more time.
Can we come with?
Hey, the more the merrier. She's it is a milestone, so
14th at 1:30 for the fiscal questionnaire. Okay, the discussion on deeming things complete. Are you guys in on the 11th?
I'm not back yet, but I can.
Okay. That one's more complicated then.
I don't think that's hard to call in for it. I mean, I think it's more what you guys want to have all agree with. I don't have, I've never had big problems with the completeness of it, so I think the sooner the better.
And 13th, what do you guys have on the 13th?
I'm open.
I'm traveling back that whole week. I'm at different meetings, and so, I mean.
All right. Okay, well, let's do that one then on the 11th. And Brian will call in at 10 a.m.?
Whatever's fine, yeah.
Are you clear in the afternoon?
Yep.
If we could do it in the afternoon, it would work better, but I can make 10 if we...
Okay, let's say 1:30. Does that work?
Fine by
me. Sure, that'd be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the completeness.
Yep.
At 1:30 on the 11th.
Yep. Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Who's the staff lead in that one? Would be the only question is, like, who do we want to have? Make sure so there's something to prepare there that they're ready for what the question.
Should be working on that. He was supposed to be working on that prior to the last one where we canceled it. It is about wind farms.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Meeting with legislative council regarding the questionnaire, is that something that everyone needs to be part of or just myself once we get agreement?
I think
that's up to you. It's your decision. Once we come up with an agreement on what's submitted, they just want to come up and probably talk through it. I don't know if all three commissioners want to be there or if just
I don't think
chair.
We have in the past. Have we?
We've never had to do this actually for a while.
Well, not at this level of contention, I think, or at least concern over the budget.
Yeah.
This is not the budget stuff. It's just them trying to get ahead for them.
Yes,
they really don't have to answer to them.
Right.
No.
I think it's a chairman's thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. So we'll come up with that.
Oh, we don't need that on official scheduling. But
we can have plausible deniability,
okay.
Too.
I just wanted to make sure that was before the entire commission to make that decision. So.
Okay. Let's see here. Daryl, you had some dates on the rail service. So this is the annual meeting we have with the railroads. Bring them in, and we bring in the service, like the elevators and the producers, and we all talk about any service issues. We don't think there's a lot right now, but it's something we have put on the schedule the last 2 years, and I think it's a good idea to just have it and do it on an annual basis regardless of need. So you guys don't have to participate if you don't want, but we want to throw it out there on it. See if you want to participate and make a date that works for all of us, plus the railroad. So, Daryl, you have a couple dates from...
I do, and April is not going to work, but I do have the 9th, 10th, or 12th of May. We also have at that point, because in April we have our two inspectors are kind of gone on projects, and the first week of May we have the Pueblo, Colorado training with FRA, so...
These 9th and 10th and 12th, they work for Sweeney and Herb?
They have not responded yet, but...
At all?
Not at all, but I think what I'm looking at is we'll set it, and I will confer with them, but they have not responded yet on those dates yet, but...
Before we send a letter out, though, let's make sure it works for them.
I would do that, but okay. I want to make sure that those would work for us. But the point I want to make is that April was not the dates that I was finding there was pretty
That's
much
fine.
In conflict with some of the stuff that our staff were doing. But
so let's.
Well, I will tell you that on the 12th, I'll be at the EERC in Grand Forks, so that one won't work for me.
Yeah.
I don't know how long of a meeting this is. On the 9th, I'm available in the morning, but not in the afternoon. On the 10th, I'd be available all day.
I think we've spent 2 hours in the past. And so let's the 10th work for you, Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Should we do, say, I don't know, do these folks like to drive in? Should we do it at like 1 in the afternoon?
I think the afternoon is a better time for the...
Okay. 1 to 3 on the 10th? Does that work for everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we want to consider getting the room downstairs, just because last time we were in here, it was kind of a zoo.
It's true. It might be better. And we also want to have our inspectors part of it and have a discussion about inspection of grain elevator property and that sort of stuff. So, okay, the 10th, see if one of the rooms is available, Daryl, would you?
I wouldn't do that.
Brynhild is a little overkill, but
any of them.
Something else.
Something bigger than this.
Okay. And, okay, so.
And maybe not if we don't have the participation because it's not.
I don't know that it'll be as big of a deal this time because there's not as many issues, so we might be able to pull it off in here just fine. Then we've got the Brady Wind hold on May 23rd that Randy, you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I ended up making kind of a mistake on that, and maybe it's not something that can be changed if public notice is out and things like that. And frankly, I think we're going to get essentially much of the same information that we got last week on Brady 1. They're different counties, but they're really the same area. But here's what happened. I had committed to going and speaking to a national coal group, and I knew it was sometime in May, and the original discussions, the dates weren't set, but that they usually have it. It's usually in the second half of a week, but not on a weekend. And so I've been kind of trying to watch my Thursdays and Fridays a little bit, and since we set this on Monday, I thought that would be safe, and they've since gotten back to me, and I'm speaking on Monday the 23rd. And so if everything hasn't been sent out yet, and if we had alternative dates back when we were talking about it, I would ask that maybe we relook at it. But if it's a long way down the road, I think I would just miss it and visit the record after the hearing, because I did commit prior to this organization to be the speaker.
Sarah just left. I think she's going to go look at the other dates that were being considered.
And see if it went out.
Okay. Did we deem it complete and everything? I think we were just holding dates. I don't think we've done any of the
Sarah
things.
Back here. Sarah, what was the discussion you and I had this morning? There was some concern. Was it Julie? Who's doing Brady 2? Is it Julie Prescott?
Yes.
So we need, because Julie and I had a discussion this morning. There's other concerns. What was it what you and I talked about this morning about Brady 2?
Julie's just sitting up to the table, Randy.
Okay, thanks.
I visited with John Hamry, and he told me that the studies that we had been under the impression would be in on April 1st have not yet been received. They're not in the docket, and they're not pending. Just that was the information I shared.
Okay, so it's kind of an extension of our discussion earlier today. When do we want the turbine locations final? When do we want the studies in? And we have not put out the notice on it, my understanding. We just held the date, correct?
Correct.
So it's kind of up for a lot of discussion, quite honestly. I mean, I go back to the same thing. I think 30 days of having the locations in the studies is very appropriate. And so maybe we look at...
Well, we're still, you know, well outside of 30 days in advance of a May 23rd hearing. So, but were there other dates available? Because I hate to have this conflict with Randy.
At the time we did the hold, there were three dates at that time. I think the only other date that was available was June 10th, but I would have to check with Zach to see if that's still a possibility.
Okay, well, I don't know that we have to have official, I mean, that we're not noticing anything or anything like that, so we can do all this and hold a different date and work with the company and find a different date to hold. I think that is probably a wise. Do you have any problem with that?
No, that sounds great.
Okay.
Why don't we do that, and staff can work with us. I think it's not a violation to work back and forth on a scheduling matter like this. So as long as we don't send out the public notice now, we can just work in the interim on a new date.
Okay. Very good. Anything else for scheduling? Did we miss anything? Oh, yes. We've got the back to discussion on the Oliver Wind issue and what's been submitted so far in that application and how we want to handle that. Sarah's just pulling up to the table here. Okay, Sarah, what did you find out?
About what?
You might need to move that closer. Oh, so
okay. Well, we don't have the cultural resource study nor the natural resources studies yet, but we do have the shadow flicker analysis and the noise assessment studies. Those are in the application.
Okay.
And so I added those to a draft motion that I provided you, if that's the way okay. you want to go.
That's fine by me. I don't know that we've been provided the draft motion, though, unless I oh. missed it somehow.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two versions that I did because I think...
Let's see.
Yeah, Alana got a different take on things than I did. Alana got the take that we should also, in addition to the final turbine locations, we needed details on the participating versus non-participating landowners and where their residences are located. So one version includes that. The other one just says the final turbine locations, the cultural studies, and the natural resources studies.
Yeah.
And I sent copies of this to Commissioner Christman as well.
Did Randy, were you able to receive those and pull them up? The draft motions?
Did you just send those now?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't watching for that.
And this is your portfolio, Commissioner Kulk, so go. You can.
Yeah, I just, Randy, do you want me to read them or to talk? I mean, I think what you asked for is you asked for participating versus non-participating landowners, and the motion that I would have has those that level of detail in there.
And residences.
Yes.
But I actually don't feel like all this has to necessarily be in there because, frankly, we kind of know what we're needing. The company is listening, and they know what we're needing. And if they don't turn it in, or if it's in some form that we can't read, I'm going to ask for the thing to be postponed and rescheduled. And they don't want that, so I think they'll turn it in.
Well, okay, what do you want, though, Randy? If you either put it in the motion or not, whatever you want is fine. I just want it. If you don't put it in the motion, it doesn't have to be there. So it's and the part about them listening, I think if you want it, I would just as soon put it in the motion. But if... It's your call here.
So the second one is this one that mentions the cultural resources and that cultural studies and natural resources.
Correct.
Both motions have that in there. The only difference between the two motions is the one adds for the final with in conjunction with filing the information on the final turbine locations, they would also include details on the participating versus non-participating landowners and the residence locations.
I like that, and I'm fine with that. That's very good.
Okay. All righty. So now make sure we do this correctly. Do I rescind my previous motion? Who's my parliamentarian?
No.
I withdrew it. Okay, so we already withdrew the motions.
All
right, so I would offer up an alternative BK3. I move the commission deem the applications complete, conditioned on receipt of 1. Final turbine locations with details on participating versus non-participating landowners and residences locations. 2. Cultural studies. And 3. Natural resource studies 30 days prior to the hearing and issue a notice of filing and public hearing in Oliver Wind 3 LLC, Oliver 3 Wind Energy Center, Oliver and Morton Counties, citing application case number PU16123 in Oliver Wind 3 LLC 230 KV transmission line, Oliver and Morton Counties, citing application case number PU16122.
Second.
I would not have any further discussion to offer.
Good.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Mm-hmm. Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion is approved.
Very good. Thank you, Brian, for tackling that.
We still have to set a date.
Yep. So now we go back to the scheduling matters. Sarah, I'm assuming you have some dates, potential dates.
Well, we already talked about June 1, and that seems to work for everyone. However, the applicant realized that would mean they have to travel on Memorial Day. They are not opposed to having it on the 1st. They just obviously, you know, will miss out then on Memorial Day with their family.
Memorial Day is 2 days before the hearing.
Correct, yeah, but they come to town a day early and then they prep.
If they want the hearing sooner than later, they would have it June 1st.
Okay.
That's my viewpoint. What else do they
want? All right. And that works for everyone then.
Did they have another day that worked for everyone that didn't?
The problem is their preferred date is the 8th, which then would mean we'd have to reschedule the commission meeting. And my understanding is that that's not all that favorable with commissioners.
I'm not a huge
really
fan of
with Mark.
Moving. I think we just create a lot of uncertainty long term with constantly moving commission dates around. So I like just keeping the commission meetings when they are as much as we can. And not altering them, but I'm open to if you guys want to do that.
I like June 1st. I think it's appropriate.
And it's a week sooner than the 8th as well. So
we do have the question, Madam Chair, about this is actually the two hearings, once again, where there's the wind farm and the power line.
Right.
So we have to have that discussion about. Daryl, did you say, this is going to be in Mandan, so it's right here. So if we do have a big break between the other hearing, folks can do something different. I just don't know a sense of how long this would here go. And
I don't have a sense for that right now either. We sort of knew in the last hearing that there was a lot of community interest and concern, and there was interveners and everything, so we knew that it was going to be longer. But do you have any sense, Sarah?
At this point, I have only heard from one landowner who has a concern, and Stacy is shaking her head that she has not heard from others.
Yeah. Any thoughts, Randy?
I do not, other than kind of to reiterate what's been said. In this case, I'm not sure of either interveners or even any kind of organized opposition like we've seen in Stark County, but it's awful close to a population area. There sure might still be coming.
Let me ask this. Is there any way that they can be one hearing? I mean, why do they have to be totally separate hearings? It seems like it would be a lot more functional if we could merge them into one and let the company present the case for both.
They certainly can. We do have a rule that says we can consolidate cases for hearing. You put magic words in the motion saying why you're doing that and that it's not going to work any harm, and then the record of that hearing is in both cases. You're not consolidating them as cases, but you're consolidating them for purposes of the hearing. We have done that many times in the past in other situations. The last couple times with wind farms and transmission, we have separated them out. I kind of asked why in Brady, and I didn't really get an answer, you know, but it didn't really matter either way, whatever you decide to do. But you certainly can put them down. You just have to go redo the motion, which we'll do, and consolidate them for hearing.
Do we have to change the motion, though?
We have to make a finding. The commission has to make a finding in the motion of the rationale, and we usually have a change in the first line or two of the notice also, explaining the basis that's in the rule that I don't remember right now for when you consolidate, that we found that basis, whatever it is. It's a magic
sentence. I didn't really recall that we could do that, but in these cases, you know, this wind farm is not going to be built without the interconnection, and the transmission line is not going to be built without the wind farm. If there's precedent for that and it's all legal, I think these are prime examples of when we would want to do that.
I agree.
Yeah, there's plenty of.
Brian's okay with it. Okay, so
we will rework this motion again.
Okay,
and you will have to maybe.
Should we stand
quickly
in recess?
You should stand in recess.
Never said that before.
But if people are doing their noon breaks, then you'll want to come back from recess after. It's up to you. Just
Randy, I'd kind of like to tie this up for him before.
It's not really an inconvenience for me to call in later either. I'm right by phone.
How long does it take you to do this?
It's not it might be a 15-minute job. I mean, it's just typing and printing. But
okay.
The faster you rush, the more mistakes you make. So
Yeah.
Even for 15 minutes, I'd sooner just call back in. So, okay. And then I don't care if it's 15 minutes or 3 hours or anything in between.
Okay, well, it's your portfolio, Brian, so you tell me when you...
Well, I'm fine with one, but I don't know what your schedules are.
One is fine with me, too.
Is that fine for... Or like, how about 10 after one so folks can have their lunch hour?
Thank you.
That's 1:10?
Perfect.
Well, we do have a motion on the book, so I think at this point, as Robert Rules will say, once the motion has been approved, we cannot just withdraw the motion. We have to vote to withdraw at this point. So
okay.
If you would make the motion to withdraw the motion that was
okay,
previously.
Okay, I move that we withdraw item BK3 dealing with case numbers PU16123 and PU16122 for the purpose of an update to consolidate the motions to be have it at 1:10 today.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion has been withdrawn.
All right. Very good.
Do I call in the same phone number and code, or will there be a different code?
No, that would be the same, Commissioner.
Okay. 1:10.
Or we can call you too, Randy. Would that be easier?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay, we'll call you. Can you give us your number that you want us to call?
Yeah, it's 701-748-5420.
5420. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Okay, very well. That concludes our meeting. We'll be back at 1:10. Thank you.